Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our program today features an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Bob Caslin, President of the University of South Carolina.
If you look at the composition right now of in-state students at the University of South Carolina as compared to out-of-state, we're at 55-45, 55 in-state, 45 out-of-state. Now, does that mean that the 45 who are out-of-state students, that when they graduate, they're going to go back to the state that they come from? I would just argue probably perhaps an assumption is that a majority of them will go back out of the state. Ideally, we'd love to see more students that when they graduate, they stay in South Carolina and they contribute with their degree to the South Carolina economy. And then we also have an affordability issue. If you look at the average per capita income of the average family in South Carolina and compare that to the average public college tuition for that state, our tuitions compared to the average per capita income is the highest in the nation. We rank 50 out of 50. Said another way, that for the average family that wants to send someone to the University of South Carolina and pay tuition, that tuition will be 33% of their annual income. So this is something that I think we have to address. But the bottom line is we would love to see more South Carolina students who graduate from this institution and go into the South Carolina economy. And I just want to say right up front that the General Assembly has been phenomenal and has been very cooperative, and I'm very grateful for their support this past year so that we can keep tuition down and not increase tuition. And then I know that in this next session coming up, they're going to help us significantly in that regard as well. So I have a lot of thanks to the General Assembly as we try to keep tuition down so that our education programs can be affordable to the average South Carolinian family. There's some great expansion plans that are taking place with the University of South Carolina. I'd like to mention a couple of them. The first is the Campus Village that you might have heard about. It's a $240 million program. It's principally financed through 100% debt through bonds. I would just say that we're excited that we're going to be able to put $240 million into the local economy here as we build that infrastructure. It was pretty bureaucratic just to get there. It took us 9 legislative committees to finally get approval over a number of years, and that's a bureaucratic challenge in itself. It almost wants to make you give up on all of that, but you know, we were persevering as we went through that. Another expansion program that we're looking at is expansion of a stadium upgrade of our football stadium so that we can make it more competitive to the stadiums in the Southeast Conference, and that's a $22.5 million program. We've done the analysis that there's incremental revenue of $14 to $17 million a year, principally in premium seating. But one of the challenges that we have is that we have a cap, a legislative statute cap, on how much we can borrow for the stadium, and that's limited at $200 million. I wish it was $200. But it's capped at $200 million, and we're already there, so that we don't have the legislative approval to go to the next $22.5 million, even though we have a low-risk payback program. And this is one of the other things that we're working with the legislature to try to get that cap raised so we can go and execute that program. Another expansion program that you might have heard about is the medical campus on Bull Street, which is up to $280 million. Which also includes $55 million that we asked for from the state. We want to do the groundbreaking in 2022. That's when we think it will happen. We have to go through those 9 legislative committees, so it's going to take us that long to finally get there. That's what we think. But the key to one of the keys to the success of this is that we'll maintain the current partnership that we have with the VA, the Veterans Administration, and the tremendous programs that they have on the campus where it is right now, and we'll still maintain that partnership. But the one partnership we're really excited about is the impending partnership with PRISMA. And we'll partner with PRISMA not only here in the Midlands, but also up in upstate as well. And I think that has tremendous potential as this thing expands.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt came from Bob Caslin, president of the University of South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.